in them days, there was a lot more open land around here then, you see. I mean, because none of the Waits estate was there, and even Meadlands Drive and off of Sandy Lane there, all that estate wasn't there. When I was a lad, that was a farm. It's a big field with all poppies and that in it, and it was a farm. And someone told me that it was called Stevens's Farm after my own name. Whether it was any spelt the same way, I think S-T-E-V rather than a P-H. And I often wondered whether we was related to it. But then someone also told me it belonged to a chap called Smurden. Well, Smurden used to be a greengrocer in Ham Street. I'm going back a long way now. When I was a little lad, he was a greengrocer in Mr. Smurden. And I assume that he may have had owned that farm or had some sort of a dealership with the farm in somewhere or other, I don't know. But that's what I was told. But then other times people said, oh, no, that was Stevens's farm. And I said, well, I can't argue. I was too young to really. But I do remember walking across that field one day. We'd been out with one of my brothers who's in Australia now. But I was with him and a friend of his, because he was slightly older and I was the youngest one. And it was a boiling hot summer's day, and we'd been out nearly all day. You used to think nothing of it in them days, to be out all day long, birds nesting. And we got to that field, and we was heading back towards home. We got to that field, and we was absolutely parched. And there was a tap in that field, like a standpipe. And my brother said, it must be drinking water, let's go and get a drink. And I remember there was all geese and ducks waddling about where that farm was. And we got over to the standpipe and turned the tap on. You went to put your head up underneath to drink out of it. And it must have been the farmer or one of his workers come rushing out of his house with a stick, waving this stick at us. And because we all ran and we left the tap running. And when you're small, you can't keep up with the bigger ones. And I remember running through all this tall, long grass and poppies and everything to get away from this man. He never caught us, but that's a memory that sticks in my mind.